If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill at its lowest price ever and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first and only GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Based on advertised cash price for 30-day supply of medication only. Membership required. Fee not included, and billed separately. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
What's up, guys?
Okay, so we needed a little bit of time to sort of get back to life.
We are clearly behind schedule, but we're here back to back.
Yeah, we're trying to get our life together. If I sound a little nasally, it's because I have a little itty bitty cold. Nothing crazy. Thankfully, I think like when I have a really bad cold, I know it's going to be a full blown one when it starts with my throat hurting.
Okay.
And then it moves through all the other symptoms.
What do you think happened?
I just said symptoms. Although, like right now, I don't know what happened. I think I'm just getting confused on the weather. I don't know how to dress myself anymore. I want it to be spring so bad that I'm like wearing less layers than maybe I should when I go outside, which has only been like 3 times. Since I came back.
Yeah, because I was just going to say, how many times have you gone outside?
Probably 3 times.
Since we got back. And also, you haven't been outside for that long, you know?
Yeah. But regardless, you guys, we're ready to unpack our Mexico City trip. Now, I don't know if we're going to be able to like completely talk about every single thing. Because, you know,
there's no way. There's no way
we do a recap like this, it's always going to be like 2 hours. And we ain't got 2 hours today.
We don't have 2 hours, but I know you listening, you're like, shit, I got 2 hours.
Well, and we also like both have so much other content to come out of this trip. Like Yoni has a full video. I got a full video. We got...
But that's just one thing. We're talking about YouTube, but then just the phone... stuff that I filmed that I want to put together, like specifically like photography content,
because
you guys, this year my plan and my goal is to make, because up until now I'm just the artist, the photographer. I put my work there, it is what it is.
They're
like
aware.
It I appreciate it, you don't, that's cool. But now I want to make reels involving my photography.
Yeah.
So it reaches like more people. I'm just trying to see.
The reality is, like, most people these days find out about, you know, like, whether it's like jewelry, clothing, you know, wall art, like vintage shops, like so many things where you will acquire and buy like a product. Mm-hmm. You find out about that. You find out about those places on Instagram. Or TikTok, but I would say Instagram more.
But specifically through like vertical videos.
Because
you can make videos that are now vertical. I feel like it just doesn't reach. Something about the full screen video keeps, not keeps people's attention, but it's like
it's received differently.
It's received differently. So if you have a business, because I know we just talked about like going analog and all that, but if you have a business, you have to do what you got to do. This is, you know, if this is your job, this is your job.
So 2026, Yoni is jumping into that vertical content.
I mean, I feel like I have to. It's something that I'm so capable of doing that I'm just like not doing. Yeah. So I was filming a lot of shit. And I'm just excited to like slowly roll it out and edit, you know. But Mexico City.
CDMX, Ciudad de México. let's get into it. Listen, I want to just quickly talk about this and then move on with the story. If you didn't listen to the last episode, it wasn't last week, but the one before this episode, we talked all about Tulum, or we went to Tulum, Mexico first, which is on the Caribbean, like east coast of Mexico. Beautiful place. Very beautiful. We did a whole recap on location about our entire vacation in Tulum, our entire experience there, how it was, and we recorded it while we were in Mexico City.
I always wanted to record something not on the couch, like something about...
Not in New York, like where we live. Do it when we're still traveling.
Yeah, when we're somewhere else. And now, especially because we have like these other mics that it's just like we just plug it up and talk. And I thought the audio was perfect. If you haven't listened to the episode, it's the previous episode. It's the Tulum episode. I thought it was good. And it's fun. And it's like...
It's nice, especially because we do travel like quite a bit.
And there's no video now. So we can record anywhere. We just do it.
And it would just be useful for us because then when we're leaving, we also don't have to feel like, for example, in the summer... Like sometimes we travel for like a whole month and it would be nice to be able to not have to like pre-record so much stuff. We already have to do that for the Patreon, which is video and everything.
Yeah.
It would be nice to not have to pre-record so much, including the audio.
Yeah. And something about audio, it feels it is more real time.
Yeah. It's like real time.
It's not what's happening. Like today I can talk about what happened today and you will hear this episode later today.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
If you didn't listen to that episode that we recorded when we were in Mexico City, and while we were in Mexico City, it also happened that everything went down with the capturing of a cartel leader, all that stuff. If you didn't really know what was going on, you can totally search for it yourself.
I think everybody knows exactly.
I mean, there were some people that didn't know what was going on.
Really?
Yeah. But regardless, we had an amazing time. The day that everything was kind of going down and it was being talked about on the news and our families were like, you guys got to leave.
Like, my mom was like,
everybody was freaking out.
Stay in the hotel.
Yeah.
People are like, Yoni, don't leave. I'm just like, bro. And then we look outside and people are just living regular life.
I think like the first day we were a little bit just freaked out. And I think it's normal.
Not freaked out. Freaked out is like.
Not freaked out, but like uneasy. We were feeling uneasy. I wasn't feeling good.
It was so funny. There. We were outside and any car that pulled up to a stoplight, Elia would look like, oh,
like, are they about to jump out of the car? Like, I don't know.
You thought they came out here to get your ass.
And, And yeah, it was just kind of like it was definitely one of those weird moments.
Yeah,
but then I'm glad that like we were thinking about maybe changing our flights. But then my mom said, like, you know, sleep on it, see how it is tomorrow. Like maybe talk to some locals, stuff like that.
I had so many people message me and I appreciate it. If you're listening, you message me. It's like, are you guys good?
Yeah.
Because we had just landed and the shit happened like the next morning. So now we're looking at a week of enjoying
You know, exactly.
Mexico City, but
and
then
like
we
making
couldn't.
Content, making videos. Is it weird to make a video while this is going on? Do I feel like safe to go places? And here's the thing. If the whole city would have sort of like shut down where locals were like their businesses weren't open.
That would be crazy.
And like people would like not be walking on the street. And if that was like what was happening the next day, we would have left. Because I wouldn't want to be somewhere where I'm feeling uneasy, where I see people that live here and this is like their home. If they're choosing to stay at home, businesses are closed, restaurants are closed, everything is just like ghost town. There's kind of no point to be there. But also, if that was the reaction, it would make me feel like, okay, I want to leave. Like, I don't feel good here. But yeah, it was the complete opposite.
That's, I mean, that would be crazy if that happened. Like,
I mean, I don't know. You don't know. Like, we're not from there. We're not, like, we don't know. So I think we were really looking at the reaction of, like, people who actually live there. And everything was so normal. Beautiful day. Like,
they weren't even talking about it.
No, nobody was talking about it. Everybody was just like going to work, having dinner, having lunch. Sun was out. People were walking around.
And that was a Sunday, right?
So yeah, it happened on a Sunday. Yeah, so the next day was Monday.
Right. Monday comes after Sunday.
Yeah, but I'm saying like Sunday is when it happened. Yeah. And Monday was the day that I was trying to see what's the temperature like. Like, are people like good or not?
The day that Abdul called me, was that on Sunday or on Monday?
It was on Sunday.
So
your friend was the one that texted us and was like, yo, did you see what's happening in Mexico City?
Yeah.
Because we decided on Sunday was our first full day, and we decided like it was a really cold kind of day. It was like,
it wasn't really cold.
Degrees.
It was like gloomy. The sun wasn't out.
But it was also chilly. Like,
yes.
It wasn't sunny. It wasn't warm. And we decided to just kind of we wanted to like scope out the vibes. And we went to like a few markets. So we weren't making content or filming that day or anything.
Sunday was the day we wanted to get on a bike.
And we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was like the worst day to do it.
Because it was kind of raining.
Yeah. Every Sunday they have this, I forget what it's called, but it's like a...
It's like summer streets. Like, they close out the street.
Yeah. A few streets or one long street. I don't know. And it's like every Sunday people get to like, you know, it's from one, it's like from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. And you can just like, you know, jog, ride on your bike, no mm-hmm. cars, which was, you know, it's fun. So I think we were either done with that or maybe we took a break. I can't remember.
We,
and then my
we
friend,
were walking home from the markets because we went to a few markets that were more like
north.
Yeah, yeah. And then we were walking home after like we got some like bread from this like bakery. And yeah, we were just walking home. And then we remember we passed, it was two times on the walk home. I don't know if it was like after your friend had texted you that something's going on.
No, it was before.
That we saw like a big police presence.
Yeah, but it was a different type of police though. It was like extra force.
Yeah, it was like police with like big guns.
And like just big trucks. And it kind of looks like...
It was like police, but like military vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though it would say police.
They were wearing all black. And I was just like, whoa. I mean, I thought it was just because they were blocking off the streets.
Oh, yeah. Like for the bike thing.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm seeing it everywhere. I'm just like, okay, that's a little extra. You don't need guns for
yeah.
this.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of seems like also, you know, you're in a new country. Like, it just kind of seems like maybe this is how the police is here.
But you know what I kept thinking?
What?
I kept thinking about, yes, you need police to maybe direct traffic, close off streets or whatever, but like you don't need big ass guns.
No, but I'm saying maybe all police is like that in like Mexico in general. Because even when we were in Tulum, like police and security and everything like that that we saw there, it's like they also had big ass guns.
Yeah. And then Abdul calls me or texts me, I can't remember. He was like, oh, he sent me a screenshot of like the article and it had just happened.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, bro, did you see this? Are you guys good? When are you guys leaving? Are you still there? So then we talked and then I read the article a little bit and I tell you kind of just like in passing, oh, apparently this happened, but I didn't really think anything of it because I don't know why. We were kind of just like, you know, walking, trying to figure out where we're going. And then
when you first told me, I was like, are you serious right now? Because this is like a thing that, of course, has never happened before. And of course, this type of never happened before thing happened when we're here.
When we're here, yeah.
And obviously, it's not even like about us because we're tourists, we're visiting, we will leave at some points. The consequences of these types of things happening are like more detrimental to the people that actually like live in these places. So I don't want to come off as if like... It's not really hurt. It wasn't hurting us and it's not about us anyways. But it was one of those, especially because like my dad, for example, was really sort of like against us going to Mexico, period. And just the whole like kind of narrative that is built around Mexico as a country in the U.S. is very specific. And we know that. And it's problematic for many reasons. But I already know going there, my mom was like, she actually would like to go to Mexico City. So I would 100% in a heartbeat go back with her.
She's one of the most beautiful cities I've been to. Are you kidding me?
It is. And But then I knew that because this happened, my dad was going to use that as an example of like, see, this is why I would never go to Mexico. And it's like, bro, everything was fine.
Yeah, it was just the media makes everything.
And that was a crazy thing.
Way worse. Everything was so fine. And then while we're like having a beautiful dinner or lunch and people are laughing or whatever, you know, and then you scroll on your phone and then you see all of these articles about, you know, Mexico City. But it wasn't really, it wasn't where it happened.
Mexico City, yeah. Yeah.
But the thing is, they brought his body to Mexico City.
Yeah.
Which is why maybe there was even more security than.
Yeah. But everything ended up being amazing. I'm so glad that we didn't let like that fear for the first day. Like I was ready to change that flight. And my mom was like, no, like, don't change it. Just see how it is. You guys are already there. Like, just get a temp check. Just see, like, how are people reacting, the next day. And if everything's fine, like, just stay there, you know? And then we talked to, like, a few locals. Everybody said, you have nothing to worry about. Like, you're good. And they were right. And everything was fine. And we had the most incredible, incredible time.
Yeah.
And I couldn't be more grateful.
Yeah.
Like, it was amazing.
When I think about the timeline of us being there, so let's just say, even though we arrived on Saturday night, let's just do like Monday to Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
By the time Wednesday come around, I was like, I want to come here again.
Yeah, it was actually Wednesday.
Like, we didn't even get to the end of the trip. We still have full 3 days. I was just like, we need to come back. Something about, I don't know if it was because of all the trees. I've never seen this many trees in a city.
In a
big city. That was, I've never seen that anywhere.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. So many small little parks. But I want to talk about the day we went on to whatever that market was called with our bikes.
Oh, yeah. So that was the same day, actually.
The first day.
Our first day on Sunday before we even knew about the news and everything.
I don't think it was.
It was because we weren't filming.
Oh,
and it was
right.
I'm telling you, that was the day. We
you remember
because it was the day when we decided to take the bikes like on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And we were biking, and then there's these two markets that are more like up north. One I think is called Laguna, I think, and then there's another one close by it, and it's close to Tepito, which is kind of a from like my understanding and what research says, it's like it's not necessarily an area you want to hang out in.
Oh.
But what ended up happening is like we're biking on the free roads, right, that are closed off for traffic. And then eventually we're like, okay, let's make our way to this market and see what's up. And at first we were just biking with no like thinking about where we're going to leave the bikes, because the bikes we're using, they use the same system as we do in New York. So you rent the city bike or their eco BC.
It's exactly the same.
Yeah.
The bikes then look exactly the same, like same model.
Well, it's the exact same company. Like it's made by Lyft.
Oh, okay.
It's like from the same thing. But in order to like finish your ride, you have to lock your bike in a parking spot. And of course, there's no like parking right by the market.
Before we got there, I just want to say the maps on these apps, whenever I want to go somewhere, I never look at the city bike map because it doesn't tell you. Like when you move, it doesn't tell you, okay, now you're facing north. Now you're facing south. It doesn't tell you. The arrow doesn't move for some reason.
So you kind of have to move in one direction to see like, am I going the right way or not?
But then you got to move like a while for it to pop up on the map. So Alia was like, yo, babe, just make sure there's parking around that area. So I'm looking at the map and it said that there was 9 parking spots. That's why we kept going. So I was just like, yes, there is. So then we bike. There's always like different zones, right? So the parking spots stop at a certain zone. So we exited that zone. I didn't even know. And, you know, we found out that we had to go back. I don't even know if it was like a half a mile back or whatever. And
it was, we had to like bike for another 7 minutes is what it said.
Bike 7 minutes towards the market or back away?
Away from the market. Because I remember we ended up getting back on the closed off streets.
Yes.
And then we were biking for a while and then we turned. And then it finally made us turn into like a street that wasn't closed anymore.
Yeah.
And there was just like a bunch of traffic, a bunch of people.
I wonder how you were feeling.
The area was kind of like you know, like I couldn't really tell like what type of vibe we're getting into. So we're just following the map at this point because you put the bike station as our destination.
Yeah.
And for some reason, like the map was taking us through what we would obviously think are streets where you can bike on.
Yes.
Because why would the map take you on a street that is not bike friendly?
Is a market happening every day or was that just that Sunday?
I think that market was happening. It happens all the time. So it's like always a market.
Okay. So why did they take us
that
way?
No, maybe it's only a Sunday. I don't know. Maybe it's only on Sunday. But regardless, we're biking for a while. And then it tells us to turn right on a street that is literally in the middle of the market.
And we talk about a market. We don't talk about like the cute little
farmer's market.
No, this is a market where
they're selling
wall
like,
to wall. There's people yelling, saying things,
clothes, people like walking. It's like a long corridor with both on the right and on the left, a bunch of like tented areas with like clothes, like toys,
vegetables.
Just like so many things. I feel like it was not a lot of food.
Oh, we didn't get to the food part yet.
The food was more like in the middle, people selling like street food stuff. And then in the middle, as I said, there's people selling street food. There's people selling random drinks. There's people selling random like toys that are like jumping. And then there's just a huge crowd of people walking on this corridor. And then there's us where we're supposed to supposedly ride our bikes to get to the bike station in the middle of this market. So we ended up actually at first we were like, oh, maybe the next street over is fine. So let's like bike a street over. But it was just this another street of the market.
But biking a street over, meaning like we're still following the map.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking this is just a little area where the market is, not realizing how big these markets are. Right. So at some point we got off the bike. We got off the bike. Now we're walking through a crowd that's already struggling, like you're shoulder to shoulder with people.
Okay. We were able to walk. It wasn't like shoulder to shoulder.
Okay. It wasn't shoulder to shoulder, but it was maybe like,
it was
like
super
body
crowded.
To body.
Okay.
Okay. So what I'm trying to say is that it was tight.
Yeah, it was tight.
You don't remember a time where it was really like, it was pretty tight?
I just don't think it was like super, super tight. Like we were able to like walk comfortably. We just had to weave through the crowd.
Okay, we had to weave through the crowd. And but it was a lot of people is what I'm trying to say.
And the bottom, the street was cobblestones. So it wasn't even smooth. So the whole time you're walking next to your bike that is just going.
But also, the worst part is nobody on that whole street was walking around with a bike.
Nobody on that street.
We were the only one.
Spoke English, which is fine. But I'm just saying, for us, we already looked sus.
Why? Because of
because
the bike?
It looked like we didn't belong there. Like, why are we there?
For anybody who doesn't know what sus means, it means
suspicious.
Okay,
you got. Or not necessarily suspicious, but I remember later on when we had the What's the Juice meetup. Shout out if you're listening. We'll get to that at the end of the episode. But I remember telling somebody about this situation, and she was like, "Yeah, you looked like you were lost." And that's one thing that in general, when you are in...
Wait, who say you looked like you were lost?
When I was explaining to her what happened, she said that we probably looked like we were lost.
Especially when I had to pull out the map again.
Well, that and also it's like, what reason would you have to be choosing to... Like, this was clearly not a planned plan of like, oh, yeah, let's walk with our bikes in this crowded
Nobody
ass
would ever
street.
Want to do that.
Yeah. So obviously it was like a problem. Which kind of makes you a target. And we're not talking about like a target for anything crazy, but people could try to steal some shit from you. They could try to steal your phone.
The part that
your
got
Allie
wallet. The most. Yeah. But the part that got you the most is hearing people yelling stuff in Spanish, maybe like to each other.
Yeah.
And you don't know if like, are they talking about us?
Like, yeah. Like
maybe they're saying like, okay, you see these two people right there?
Get
just
their shit.
Just right there. I'm going to be on the other side. If they start running, I'm going to just tackle one of them. Like, you don't know.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
So I'm walking ahead of you, I think. And.
You were? I thought we were walking like pretty close together.
I don't know. But all I remember is I remember thinking, because I'm hearing all the same shit too.
Yeah.
But I know you were probably like,
well,
not nervous, Probably.
What I was feeling in that moment was pissed. I was pissed. Like, I was like, mad and irritated.
Oh, yes.
About the whole situation. One, because these bikes are not e-bikes, they're regular bikes, I was sweating from just biking. Especially because we left early in the morning, and in the morning it was quite cold. So I have like a long sleeve, a sweater, and like a light jacket. By the time we're done with biking, and then I have to get off this bike, and I'm stressed out and walking with this bike around these people speaking Spanish, like I think they're about to steal my shit. I don't know, and I don't want this to come off like not racist, but like the only reason why I'm saying it was just like the sort of vibe around there. It just kind of did feel like someone could want us to take.
I mean,
shit.
There's areas in every city where you feel like I don't know if I'm supposed to be here.
Yeah, I just don't want it to come off like these, you know.
Yeah.
People from the U.S. are coming and judging. Like, I don't want it to come off that way. But it was just the situation and how I was feeling, you know. So I was just furious that we were in this situation in the first place. Because we could have avoided it if instead of just biking in nothingness, we could have specifically decided like, okay, we're gonna bike to the parking.
Yeah. And in a way, I don't know. I felt like it was my fault that we were
in that situation.
But also at the same time, I knew that nothing would happen. This is just like, I mean, I wish I took a photo in that moment, but I was just so like just trying to get through this. But if you guys could see, like I can close my eyes right now and feel almost what we were feeling. But I will say I was a bit more calm because I was just thinking like, but I know how much you hate this type of shit.
I mean, who likes this type of shit?
No, I was pissed too, but it was.
I was pissed primarily because I had to just carry this bike for so long. Not that I'm carrying it, but like
carrying on his shoulder on the market. You're
no,
crazy?
But it was like it was crowded. It was.
It was a perfect scenario of being the unknown,
and
you
we had
know.
To walk for like 10 minutes.
Yeah,
through like this crowd,
and then we had to turn right. We turned right, and there's even more people.
And then at one point, we were like, "Do we just take these bikes on like the sidewalk, or do we go on the street?" And then. Like, how much further do we have to go? And I just didn't, like, it was a combination of so many things. And I was hella hot, too. I was, like, sweating.
Finally, the crowd, like, there's an end of the market, you know? Because I was just trying to look for an end.
It was
a very
clear end.
Yeah. And we found the parking spot. We parked. And I just remember, like, taking a breath. Like, that was crazy. But...
And the reason why maybe I made you feel like it was your fault is because I remember before we specifically left and our plan was to bike around for a while and like enjoy the city and stuff like that. Because it was a good bike ride from where we got our bikes to get all the way to the market to just enjoy the sights of being on these closed off streets. At one point, I did tell you, can you please look at where the parking spot is? So we bike there. So we make sure that there is a parking spot because I was pretty sure when I looked at the map, there's no parking around the market. And you were like, yeah, I'll do it. And then we never did. And that's why we ended up having to turn around and go on this random ass street and it could have been avoided. And the reason, if you're listening to this and you're asking, but Alia, why didn't you just put in the parking spot? Because I'm not capable of biking and holding my phone at the same time. I need both my hands. So
is it truly my fault or is it you just having to up your skills?
I mean, I asked
kidding.
You to do it.
I'm just kidding. Honestly, I felt like it was my fault. It kind of was, but at the same time, I didn't think like it was that big of a deal. It was such an inconvenience.
Yeah,
but, you know,
like we could have avoided that whole thing if we just like
but
decided
also,
to.
Okay, but also, I didn't know the market was that big. I didn't know all this shit was going to happen. I thought all the streets were just open.
I know, but you love to do this anytime, even for biking in New York. You love to do this thing where, like, let's say we're going to a destination. You input the destination we're going, and you never put in, like, maybe it's because the Apple Maps doesn't have this, but on Google, if it knows that you're riding, like you can select that you're riding a bike to your destination.
Yeah.
Or you can select that you're riding a city bike to your destination.
They tell you where the parking spot?
Yes.
On the app?
Yes.
On the Google Maps?
Yes. And it was the same thing on the Google Maps when we were in Mexico City.
Huh.
Where you either put your bike, and that means your bike comes with you to the end of the destination. Or if you're riding the Eco BC, whatever it's called, then it will take you to the nearest parking lot of that destination. So then
that is so cool.
And that's what I was trying to tell you.
I only use Apple Maps because I think it's the best map. And Google Maps is not that good. Because anytime we go somewhere...
It's not that good, but it has this and yours doesn't.
I know. That's the only thing that it has. But
nah.
Yeah, we got to the destination. I mean, we ended up just going to the market, right? Like, we ended up kind of just walking around, taking photos.
And we realized, like, that wasn't even really the market we wanted to go to.
That was not where we wanted to go.
Like, I mean, it was, but I didn't realize it was, like, that type of market. Mm-hmm. So then we walked, like, 10 minutes away.
What type of market was it, would you say? Like, how would you describe it? And why was it not your type of market you wanted to go
to? Well, it's a type of market that I feel like people go to actually buy, like, clothes and stuff. I was looking for, you know, like, vintage, antique.
Jewelry.
Yeah, jewelry, stuff like that, like, more curated. This was, like, brand new clothing.
Mm-hmm.
That was also kind of, like, not really our vibe.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. But, yeah, so then we walked over to the Laguna.
Mm-hmm.
I should really look at my phone, but antique market, which that one only happens on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And that one was really nice. So we ended up walking around there for like, I think 2 hours maybe.
That was the one where you had to go a long way straight and then you could turn around and come back essentially like the same, from the same spot you started.
Yeah, no? Yeah. That was a lot.
That was stuff, really, dude. Really, that was a cool market.
It was really cool. We actually didn't buy anything though, despite it being a really cool market. It wasn't until the next day where the shopping really began. And we did some damage, I will say.
Everyone said you have to get silver from you know, Mexico City.
Well, Mexico in general.
Right. And I found some good price. So the damage, I mean...
I did more damage than you did, which is not a surprise.
Yeah, Ali definitely did more damage than me. But to me, the jewelry that I got from that market, it was a different market, right?
Yeah. So we need to tell them about the whole jewelry thing. Because so the next day, everything was good. It was beautiful. It was the day we decided, we're like, you know what? It's beautiful. We're going to stay. Nothing's going on. But we still didn't film the next day because we didn't really know yet.
Yeah.
So this wasn't included, but... in like any of the videos that we made. But the next day, we went to this jewelry place that I saw on... actually, before I even get into this, I just want to say that maybe this is known, but I didn't expect it to be this good. The shopping in Mexico City, I would put it really close, if not on the same level, as the shopping in Japan.
It's up there. And I don't know why.
Maybe even a little bit better for me as a petite woman.
Yeah, totally.
Because I feel like a lot of the shopping in Japan is for a specific like type of, one, style, but two, even like sizing. I just remember very little things in Japan fit me. Even though like Japanese people as a whole are... on the like more smaller petite size, most of the small sizing still didn't really fit.
But I think it was less about the sizing for you in Japan. I think Mexico City, the style is more you.
That is true.
Like it's warmer.
It's more like
it has more like feminine. A lot of red. Alia's color is it's not like maroon red, but it's kind of like a burnt red. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's Alia's color. And for some reason, when I think about Mexico City, I think about...
No, it's Ciudad.
Ciudad de Mexico. I think about that color, that red color. Yeah. A lot of walls had that color. So many... Also, I mean, a lot of red cars. I feel like I've seen that color everywhere. So when I think about that color, it makes me think of Alia. And
it is true, like the style as well is a little bit more like organic.
It has something like
a little bit more feminine.
If you could see me right now, I'm like moving my shoulders a little bit because I'm trying to like tell you
it was a little bit more spicy.
Yeah, exactly. Japan has really nice stuff too.
But it's a bit colder.
But it's a bit colder and it's like it's a different style. Not that you don't like that
style
specifically. It's more
like industrial, maybe like cleaner cut. I like more of an organic shape.
Exactly. But yeah, so anyways, I was really happy for you because you were really finding the stuff.
So much stuff.
Because that doesn't really happen to you often. A lot of times when you order something, it's either too long, the waist doesn't fit this way. You know, like fitting for women is different than for men.
Yeah.
Me, I just get a pair. This is my size. Okay, boom, done. Goodbye.
And in general, too, like to go back to the jewelry, both Yoni and I wear primarily silver. And primarily, like I would say maybe 95%. There's only one piece. It's only my wedding ring that I wear in gold.
Now I'm everything silver. The only thing I had that was gold was the earring that I had.
Yeah.
But I even got a new one. Now it's all just silver.
So we were super excited to go to Mexico because I know from like a lot of research, Mexican sterling silver is the best. It's so good. The designs, the quality.
Yeah.
And we were really excited. And in my research, of course, I went to TikTok. I was looking where everybody's going, all these things. And the place that everybody was talking about online, as soon as we walk into this place, the guy starts showing us the most popular TikTok styles. Automatic red flag.
But this is what he's saying.
Yeah. And he's thinking that is going to make us, like, it's going to verify that we're in the right place. Meanwhile, he has no idea that for us, for him to tell us these are the most popular TikTok styles or styles on TikTok, it makes me want to not buy that shit.
The moment he said that, I was like, this guy is trying to, like, convince us. I like when I go into a store, don't try to convince me. Because that shows, you know what that shows me? That shows, like, a little, not desperation, not
oh, from
like,
him?
Yeah, from you know, if I ever have a store and you come in, I'm going to let you do your thing. And the only thing I'm going to tell you, if you have any questions, please let me know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a fitting room right here and there's a mirror right there. That's it. I'm not going to come up to you and be like, so what are you looking for? Oh, okay, well, we have this, we have that. Unless you ask me.
I mean, he's also like a sales guy, you know?
Okay,
and I think the style is also different. Like here, when you're, especially in those types of stores, like jewelry and stuff like that, they're going to talk to you. They're going to ask you what you want to look at. Like, they're trying to get you to buy something.
No, but I guess there is a side of that I do appreciate.
Yeah.
But you can always tell when someone is, like, I'm looking at one piece and he's bringing
others. It's a lot.
He's giving me different pieces. Like, what about this one? You know how many times, like, he gave me, like, something that I'm so not into. When someone is walking into your store, they're going to look at the things that they are into. But he was bringing like a whole different style. And
it kind of like puts you in a position where you have to kind of say like, nah, many times.
But I said that so many times, but also something about it, it didn't make me feel bad, but I'm just like, it's not my style. I don't really like this one. But I was really straightforward. Like, I'm only looking for this type.
So to let you guys know, that store is called Platería Delfina Mora, which is in Mercado Insurgentes.
You can do it.
Or no, Mercado de Artesania de Zona Rosa.
Mm-hmm.
So that is like the Mercado is like the big, because there was a bunch of other stores in this market. But the one that we're talking about that was the TikTok one is called Platería Delfina Mora.
Okay.
And as soon as we walked in, he's like, yeah, this is the one. This is the store that everybody comes to that is on TikTok. Like, the owner of the shop kept saying that. And I was like, you're turning me off right now
from
wanting
that,
to buy
also,
anything.
The prices he had in there. So that was like the first jewelry spot we go to. So I'm thinking the prices here are insane.
Okay,
there's no
I wouldn't
way.
Say insane, but it's just like wasn't cheap. Like it was New York price. Close to New York price. Like a necklace was like $300.
Okay.
And like a bracelet is like $200.
For a small bracelet or a small necklace like that, you don't think $300 is insane?
I mean, I don't know. It would be insane if it was maybe $500. To me, I think like jewelry, I don't expect jewelry to be cheap. I don't expect a necklace to be like $50 is what I'm saying.
No, but
everybody's saying that silver, like you want to go to Mexico City for silver because they have a good variety. And I'm also thinking people say that because they probably have a good price for what you get.
I think it depends on the piece. Like if it's a necklace that looks like it could break apart if you just pull on it a little bit, $300 is
okay. Okay, it did not look like that. You're exaggerating now. But this was also the first place that we went to. So in our minds, we're like, okay, let's not get anything here because we don't have any price to compare it with any other store. So there was many other ones we could walk through this market and see what's up. So then we ended up saying, like, thank you so much, we'll think about it. And he was like, don't think about it too long, la la la. Because also it is true, a lot of these places, they do have one of one things. They sometimes have multiples, but a lot of them do have only like one size of this ring, two sizes of this ring. So you have to kind of like think fast. But we ended up walking, found a few other stores. I ended up getting from that market one bracelet that I love. But as soon as I bought it, we were kind of, as soon as, like, I bought it, and then we were walking because we had an appointment at this studio place. And when we were walking, I was like, do you think this bracelet is fake? Because the way to verify if it's real silver is usually it has a tag somewhere on the piece of jewelry that says 925 or 950, which you looked it up. What does that mean again?
It just means percentage of real silver.
So and if it's 25.
If 25, I think it's like 92% silver, and then the rest is like copper or something.
Or some other type of metal. And then if it's 950, it's even more silver, like yeah, 98
it's like
or 99.
97, 96, something like that.
Okay. So yeah, 925, I feel like, is the most, the one we saw the most. But usually that's like the thing. If you ever are anywhere, not just in Mexico, if you're ever at a market, at a store, and you're looking at a piece of jewelry and they say that it's sterling silver, always check for a tag that just writes the letter, the numbers 94, 925 or 950.
And when she says a tag, it's not a tag hanging off the thing. It should be engraved in the metal.
Okay, sorry. Yeah,
in,
I didn't engrave
in the silver, yeah.
And my bracelet did have the engraving, but something about it, like it was light.
Wait, you didn't?
It did.
Oh, okay.
It did. But then I was thinking, I'm like, that's something that at this point, since the general population maybe knows this information, as a place, as a person that I'm trying to like make money, I would maybe just put that in myself.
Yeah.
You know?
So then we looked for ways to verify. Like yeah. I was on Google, how can you tell if silver is real or fake, even though it has the, you know, the engraving.
The engraving.
In it?
I think my bracelet is real. Even if it's not, I love
well,
it regardless.
Well, we did the magnet.
I think we should do it again with like a real magnet at home.
Yeah. If you have a piece of silver jewelry and it sticks on the magnet.
It's not.
It's not real. I'm sorry. But it, yeah, anyways.
But I do want to say that if you go to Mexico City and you want to get some jewelry, the place, it, later on when we were like shopping at a bunch of other stores around like Juarez, there was this lady in one of the stores that I loved the ring she had, and I
asked. Which lady was that?
It was like a denim store. Remember
okay.
that we like
oh,
walked
yeah,
and
yeah,
then
yeah.
we walked back, and then I really loved. We were looking at the jewelry in that store, and a lot of the stores here, like whether you go like a lot of the clothing stores that are more like curated. And they're not necessarily that they're not vintage. They're just new clothes, like of Mexican designers, stuff like that. That they're more high end. They do have jewelry. That's one thing I noticed. Like all yeah. stores that you go into, they will have a tiny case with a few jewelry pieces.
A nice glass case.
Yeah, and the jewelry is always so beautiful. Most of the time, it's like Latin designers, if not specifically like Mexico City designers or Mexico as the country. But they also have one of one pieces, and very often they're like quite expensive, like more expensive than the ones you would find at these markets, mm-hmm. which makes sense.
Yeah, of course.
And I asked, she had this really nice ring on, and I asked her like, oh, like, do you know where we could find jewelry similar to this one? I told her about the place that we initially went, but the prices were a little bit high. And they also, some of the styles were kind of like basic or kind of whatever. It would be like a ring with a heart mm-hmm. or like a ring with a, I wanted something more like organic, more like somebody made it with their hands.
Organic, okay.
Organic is my 2026 word.
Yeah.
And she told us about this place called Centro Joyero.
Shout out to Centro Joyero.
Which I guess is the center of jewelry or of jewels. And it is in the historical center, which is also called Centro Histórico. And the next day we went to that place, and you guys, this is where you gotta go. I bought like, I think four things. You got, I think also like four things as well. Oh no, I got way more than that. What am I talking about? I got like a lot of stuff.
Well, I got
there.
A nice bracelet that I really like for a good ass price. I got a nice necklace
like
as well.
Two necklaces and a pendant.
Yes. And you know, when it was all it was all from the same lady,
yeah.
I think. And then I was like, if I get all these three, can you give me a good price if I get it right now? And of course, it's like, that's how you kind of like...
Did you do that?
No, of course.
I didn't do that.
Well, you should have. It's like, usually they expect you to get one thing. I'm just like, okay, if I buy three, can you give me a good deal, which will take a little bit off each thing? And then she gave me a good ass price.
Damn. Wait. Here's the thing.
You have to think about that. I normally don't do that.
I think
but
about
I learned...
That. Go ahead.
Some people know how to do that.
Like, I don't know how to haggle. I don't.
You have to at least try, because either way, the price is the price. And worst thing they can say is no, you're still going to have to pay that price.
Yeah.
So just be like, okay, if I get three of these shirts, can you give me a deal? And they're going to be like, shit, they want to buy three? Okay, cool. Let me give them a deal. Because you can also walk away with just one.
It is true, though, that it's happened at a few stores where, like, I love how most stores are kind of not old school, but they type in whatever the price is on one of those, like, old calculators. You know, like it's like the calculators with the big buttons on it.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time with silver, they will, if you ask like, oh, how much is this piece? They will weigh it. So then, because usually calculate the price of silver for the weight of how much it weighs. And
I like that.
They would like input the info or whatever. And then let's say they say it's like 2,000 pesos. And based on your reaction to that price, they will take the calculator back and they would do like times, you know, like 10% off or whatever, and then would turn it back to you. And they're like, can we do this instead? So it's like sometimes based on your reaction or like your non-answer, they'll take some off. But like there's something, I don't know, there's something to me about like if somebody has a business and this is how much they say this cost, this I either buy it or I don't.
I respect that.
Something that makes me feel like, weird about saying, oh, can we do a better deal? And my mom tells me all the time that you need to know certain places expect to haggle.
And then also you always, it's not about respecting a business or whatever. At the end of the day, you didn't have to stop in that store.
Okay.
So they could have made $0 from these, right? But you walked in and if they give you a price and you're buying three things, I think it's totally normal to be like, can I, and all you're doing is asking. They can say no. They don't have to say yes. Can you give me a good deal if I get three? And then most of the time they're like, oh yeah, you know, and then they give you a new price. But if you just go anywhere and they be like, no, this is the price. First of all, a lot of this shit is priced higher than, because they expect to come down. So if you're the person to come in, okay, you say how much? Oh, 3,000 pesos? Okay, cool. No problem. You're like the perfect client for that.
Yeah, I mean, I did that everywhere.
Nah, I'm going to ask for something. If you say no, then I got to think about, do I really want it or not?
No, I got so much stuff from this one lady and we were talking to her for like a minute.
Shout out to Mercedes.
Oh, yeah.
I remember her name because she was the sweetest. We were talking about like music. She was telling us about like how much her son loves, you know, like...
Bad Bunny?
No, I was talking about how much I love Rosalía.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah.
She was like, my son loves Rosalía. Oh, my God. He went to the concert, whatever like that. I was just like, yo, that's my girl.
Yeah. Her English was like pretty good. But then we're also, you know, understanding what she was saying in Spanish a little bit. And she was so sweet. And
so
I just want to say, you guys, every single person that we talked to was so extraordinarily nice,
yeah,
and kind and as you said, like personable,
respectful and genuine.
And that was the thing. It was
different than like profession. Like, of course, when you go somewhere to like a new country and you walk into like a professional environment, of course they're gonna be nice. They're at work. You have to be nice.
True.
But there,
something about it made you feel like they're actually being just really genuinely nice and just really sort of like normal.
Yeah.
And and I don't know, so like sweet.
And also the way they were talking, it wasn't like, you know how here in America when you go to a restaurant and the waiter or whatever comes to you and it
feels like robotic.
It feels like they know everything and they whatever they told you, they told the exact same thing to another table.
Yeah.
But there it was just kind of like freestyling. Okay, what are we thinking?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying everywhere in America does that. You can pretty quickly tell who's authentic and who's just like, I memorized this shit. These are the lines. Let me just get
totally. It. Totally.
You
know, yeah,
I always appreciate the other ones.
I don't want to say it was surprising, but I think it's the first time that I really got to like interact with like people from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there's a certain level of like joy and kindness and just like joy, I think is what I would call it. It's like everybody had this sense of ease, the way that they're talking. And I don't know, it was just, it really like, I remember left an impact on me, like everybody that we interacted with. And I will say like we mostly talked, except for the meetup that we had with the podcast meetup at the end of our trip. It was just, yeah, it was just really like beautiful to be able to like interact with people from there.
Yeah. In terms of just the city and some of the places that we kind of hung around at, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was the area? Roma Norte and Condesa, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then at the beginning of the trip, I wanted to go to an area because I was filming a video, street photography video, and I wanted to go to places that were a little less like
picture perfect,
fancy and new. I wanted to go to like the trenches, you know?
Yeah, you wanted to go to where that market was.
Yes, but I wanted to go to like the neighborhood version of that.
Right.
Like a market.
That's like rough around the edges, you could say.
Taking photos at a market is something about, because I already did one in Seoul, mm-hmm. the market photo. Like, I want to do something different than a market, even though I did take market photos.
Yeah.
Which
I mean, the Seoul
great.
One was like a very specific one.
Exactly. But I wanted to go to a neighborhood when people are just like either hanging out at a coffee shop, kids playing soccer on the streets, you know, yeah. a lot of beautiful colors. So I brought, you know, my film camera with me. But I don't know. I think especially the first couple of days after the thing went down with the cartel and stuff, I was like, I don't know if I should be going to, because you're new to that country, or because we were new to that country.
And you don't speak Spanish.
I don't speak Spanish. I'm walking around with a camera. Obviously, I look different than everyone.
You don't know how people are going to take that. You're like walking around for one, but then two, also like taking photos of
shit. And you notice me, like I'm a tall guy, so I can't even blend in anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
And if somebody was saying something and talking about you in some way, you wouldn't really understand.
Yeah. And I'm not even saying that would have happened, but like with my camera, it's pretty expensive. I want to be aware. I never want to go somewhere to where it's just like, unless someone told, maybe I should have done more research. About yeah. like what neighborhoods that have that vibe can I freely walk around in? Like, if, for example, if we go to Brazil, I don't want to walk into a favela and just like taking photos. Whoa. And be like, oh, here, I'm going to take photos.
I don't
here.
Think you should like, walk into a favela in the first place. I think that's a little bit different. Than
even though the photos would be incredible and really, really nice. But I know I'm not going to do that, guys. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to do that unless you come with me.
Yeah.
Like. Yeah. Someone I know from Brazil has to come with me.
Yeah, but I think even people that don't live in that part of, you know,
yeah.
the city, don't go there.
I would kind of love to just know someone who lives in the favela, kind of like become friends with him and be like, bro, can you please just take me to, I want him to know everybody there, to be like, yo, this guy is cool, all right?
Okay.
That would be like perfect scenario, but okay. I think that's it for Mexico City, right?
No, because are we not going to talk about the insane food that we ate when we were there? Yeah, I mean,
we didn't even
my
get
video will capture, I think, most of the food stuff. And
okay,
everything.
Yeah, we have to talk about the food.
But I just do think, first of all, the food we had in Tulum was really good. I didn't expect there to be good food.
Why do you sound surprised?
Because Tulum is more like, it just doesn't seem like they would have some maybe like decent spots, but most of the people go there to like go to the beach.
And
a lot
eat
of
at the hotel, like at their beach club.
Yeah, either at the beach club or at the hotel or something like that. And then like we had some amazing food. Like now, especially after going to Mexico City, we couldn't eat at every single place that I even had on my list, but obviously in the city. I would say like some of the top eats that we had in the Mexico trip as a whole were in Tulum.
Wait, what?
Like some of my favorite meals that we had on this whole Mexico trip were in Tulum.
Really? I would say Mexico City.
Like the aguachile that we had.
Okay.
Which was like the spicy shrimp and fish that we had at that place where we also, where you, the French guy was our waiter, our server.
Oh, right. That was Tulum?
Yeah.
See, I'd be forgetting where this shit
is. Yeah, okay. That's why you'd be confused. Anyways, yeah, an amazing aguachile at this place called La Roma, La Negra Tomasa, Tomasa Negra, something like that. I think I talked about it on the last episode. I'm going to come out, I'm either going to post like my lists on a Substack post or like in a YouTube video or something. But we need to give a shout out to our favorite place that we went to 3 times when we were in Mexico City.
Oh, yeah. That was, I mean, let me say something. The first time we went there, I was blown away. I already know after the first couple bites, like, listen, we're coming back here again. You know that, right? At least once.
Because there is this thing, especially I think like traveling with me in general, I'm always like, oh, we can't go to the same spot. We got to go somewhere different.
I know.
To try different spots, which I think like, it makes sense to a certain extent.
And we did that. We did a good job of that. But to me, if I try something and I know it's so good and I need the next day's breakfast to hit, and I'm going there again. If I find something, I'm going to repeat it and repeat it and repeat it because it satisfied me. Like I'm not going to try to look for something else, because the moment I try to look for something else, it's a risk.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm hungry, I don't take risks, guys.
And that did happen. Like, we had this place for breakfast the first day. And then we, the next day, tried a different spot and it wasn't as good. And then I was like, you know what? I don't even care. It was almost like it was so good that I didn't even care to try a different breakfast place that maybe, like, was as good. There's no way that it could have been better. And the place we're talking about is called Amanda.
Shout out to Amanda. In case you're listening to this.
Yeah, well, shout out to Senora Amanda.
Senora Amanda. See, we are coming back because she was the sweetest lady. So nice. She's the owner of the place.
And at this point, we're friends.
Yeah, like I remember on the last day we talked about it. You know, we told her about, you know, what we do. And she even gave us like a shirt.
Yeah, I have. I'm going to wear that shirt probably to sleep, if not to the gym. It's like a shirt that the staff wears at the restaurant. But we had some of the best, probably my favorite meal, one of my favorite, like top 5 meals of the trip.
I can't pronounce it. Can I try?
Can you try?
Okay. So the thing that we got every time that we were there were the chilaquiles?
Yeah.
Chilaquiles. Wow. I kept saying chicatiles.
Yeah.
Whole trip, I was like, yo, can we go get chicatiles? Like, Ali, she's like, no, what are you talking about?
I mean, I knew what you were saying. Yeah, the chilaquiles con pollo, and it's specifically with the verde sauce.
Oh,
so it's like tomatillos.
God. If I close my eyes right now, I can taste it.
You guys, I mean, we had the one with chicken, and we had the one with carne asada as well.
But first, they had an egg on it.
And we added the egg. We forgot to add the egg last time.
Yeah. So, so good. I mean, she has like beautiful plates in there.
Oh my God. Everything about that place is like perfect.
Yeah, it was so good.
From the pastries to the we had the chilaquiles, and then we also had this other dish. I can't remember what it's called. It starts with like a T.
Is that the one with the avocado?
Yeah, and it's like a corn like flour thing, and then it's stuffed with black bean, and then on top. And it's like this tiny little, you'll have to see in the video, but that's also really good. The yogurt bowl is like really good with like a bunch of like
with the fruit,
cantaloupe,
right?
And fruit. And they have like fresh squeezed like juices.
I don't know
pastries.
Where we, yeah, the mangoes in Mexico are different type of mangoes.
Oh my God,
It's like you're drinking mango juice.
But it's.
But it's like in solid form.
I mean, it's slimy, but in a good way.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it almost melts in your mouth. Like, I think when I ate it, I was like, I feel like a baby eating this. Which I think you understand what I mean.
Like how babies eat.
Yeah, because I feel like a baby eating it because I don't even need to chew. It just kind of melts in my mouth, but in the best way possible. But yeah, if you guys are going to Mexico City or if you live there and you've never been to Amanda, it is close to the Chapultepec Park.
Chapultepec.
And it was just so good. It's so good. Like, I think, like, every single time I'll be there, I'm just going to go get breakfast there. Like, I don't need to try any other place. But it's also because we really like chilaquiles. And it's specifically verde. They don't have rojo or, like, any other kind.
Yeah, those chicatiles was amazing. Stop.
There's a few other things that I think anytime we ate anything for breakfast, our favorite was always ordering something with the verde sauce, because even in Tulum we had like this other like enchilada thing and it was with the green sauce. The green sauce is just perfect because it's like it's sour, it's spicy, but like the perfect level of spice. We also really loved anytime we went anywhere you have all your little salsas, and they always had salsa matcha, which is the one that's kind of like it's like a Mexican chili oil and it has a bunch of like seeds.
Yo, it's so good.
And no, the food's just been amazing.
There was a day where I did feel like I needed to take a break from tacos because I've never ate that many tacos.
I think you ate more tacos on this trip than you did all of the last 2 years.
Yeah, but it was all so amazing. But just to now ruin it for me.
Yeah,
I wanted to take that break on that Wednesday or Thursday, not because I was tired of it, but because I didn't want to get tired.
Yeah,
of it.
And I definitely think like if you don't eat Mexican food all the time and you're not used to it, your palate can get fatigued pretty quick.
So I was like,
what was our cleansing meal?
I was like, you know, today let's just get a burger, some fries, and just keep it like that, you know. And that burger was probably like,
yeah,
it was amazing.
It was actually it was exactly what it needed to be. But it wasn't like the best burger of my life, but
it was the timing of having. Sometimes food is about timing.
True.
It's about when you're having that thing. You know, it's kind of like when you're super, super thirsty and there's like this drink in your fridge that you don't really love the taste of it. Maybe it's like, I don't know, some type of, I don't know, it's something that you don't love. But then because you're so thirsty, it feels like the best thing ever.
Yeah.
That's how that burger was. And I think that burger, even just regardless of the situation, I think that burger is great.
Yeah, it's called Bobo Burgers.
Bobo Burger, right?
B-O-B-O? B-O-B-O, yeah.
Yeah, and then the fries were good too, and yeah, it was perfect. I think we did, and then the next day we went back to the chicatiles.
Well, I was gonna say that
I'm gonna stop saying that.
I actually think it's quite important that anytime you travel, like I've felt this way every time I've traveled to a new country. Like even when we went to Japan,
felt what way?
That we were eating so much Japanese food and it's incredible. It's so delicious. Ramen, soba noodles, sushi, like all of these Japanese things that are just delicious. But at one point, you just need pizza or you need like something very different.
Kind of like a reset, right?
To reset your palate. I remember when I went to Paris with my friend Brenda and we were having like so much French food back to back to back. And we're like, bro, we need some Asian food right now. So we went and got some pho and it just hit different. Like when you have that in-between meal.
You guys should see Alia's hands right now.
They're going all over the place. Yeah, but I think that's a needed thing every place you go.
Yeah, and speaking of Chapultepec, I didn't know. First of all, that was also another word that I didn't know how to.
There was many words that you were
struggling
with.
How to remember. Chapultepec, I think I kept on saying like...
Everything but that.
But it had like the same like syllables, you know?
Yeah,
but it
was just sound same sound.
Yeah, same sound. Well, do you want to talk about the...
The meetup?
No. Well, we're going to get to the meetup, right? But first, before then, I want to talk about Diego and... Is it Diego? Oh my God, I forgot.
Who are you talking about?
No, the museum we went to.
Diego Rivera and Frida Kahlo.
And Frida, yeah. I mean, I just looking back on all the places that I've been as her face is very obviously recognizable, and yeah. I've seen her many times. But for some reason, I never thought about
who that actually
looking
is.
Up who this is. I just thought this is art. This is some lady that, like, I didn't.
Did
even...
you know that that was a real person, or did you just think no. that was like a painting someone made?
Yo, you know what's crazy? I never thought anything of it. I just remember just seeing it.
Yeah, I feel that. I get that.
You know, like, I didn't think, is this real or not? I'm just like, you know, whatever. But now.
Yeah.
That we were in her house.
Yeah. So we went to both. We went to Frida's Casa Azul, which is in Coyoacán. I'm just going to say all the Spanish words that I can. That is like the house that Frida like lived in most of her life. But that we actually, before we went to that house, which had most of Frida's stuff, it had a lot of her art, it had a lot of her like personal, you know, like clothing and her bed and a bunch of different, what do you call those? Like,
what?
Like those objects.
What objects?
Like all the objects. I feel like there's a name for
it. In her
it.
House?
Yeah.
Or was it in Diego's house?
No, in her house. Like when you go to a museum and it's someone's house and you see like all, I feel like there's a technical term for that. Like artifacts?
I don't know.
Anyways, before we actually went to Casa Azul, the day before we went to the Diego Rivera y Frida Kahlo studio. And this was...
Which was so beautiful, guys.
Their house that Diego built for them. They had already been married, I think, for maybe like 2, if not 3 years.
3 years.
And then they moved into this house. And this house is actually 2 houses. One of them is his, which is the bigger one. And it's like he has a big studio.
That's where he used to work out of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's a house that is connected to his house that is probably half the size. It's blue. The most incredible blue. He called it the Frida blue because it's a very specific shade. And
I took so many photos of, I have a whole film roll of just photos of
that house.
So I'm gonna post them this week. They're so nice.
But the interesting part about it is like we didn't really have a lot of, I knew who Frida Kahlo was, but I didn't have specifics about like her life or
I mean their story just or, in general.
Yeah, like their relationship and everything. And being able to be in that house and see how like the house is such a big representation of their relationship from so many points. And like our we had a guide, so they were telling us like we would not have that's why I see perfect example of having a guide walk you through details of this house. If we didn't have a guide, we would just be looking at it and like you wouldn't think about if not like more than half the shit he said.
I wouldn't think of 90% of
yeah, especially without having background. But even if you had background, you wouldn't notice certain things about like how the house was constructed and the architecture and yeah. the choices behind
no,
it.
No, he was a good guy, very patient. Every time it was time for us to go, because anytime he would explain something, it would be outside of the house. And then he would be like, okay, cool. You guys have, you know, I don't know, 5 minutes, go in the house, look around. If you have any questions, come back and ask me.
Yeah.
You know?
And Yoni and I, of really course, cool. because we're taking photos and all that stuff, we took our sweet time.
Yeah, we're always the last one out. But I mean, it was seeing the kitchen in Diego's house where Frida used to stay.
So in her house, like in her side of the house.
Her side of the house, yes. Yeah. I remember first looking at it, I'm just like, it's very basic, very concrete, gray.
Well,
not
was,
a lot to it.
It was white.
Hmm?
It was white.
No, I thought it was gray.
No, it was white, but it felt gray because of how...
You think?
Yeah, I have a photo of it. It's white, but I think the reason why you're saying it was gray is because it was very basic and plain and it had no character. It had no... Like, these houses were very different than... And this is what he was saying, like, of the architecture in Mexico at the time in general. This is very, like, minimalist,
yeah.
kind of like a concrete cube.
Yeah.
And the inside was, like, very plain. There wasn't a lot of, you know, character. Obviously, the inside, a lot of it is made into a museum. So it would look a little bit different if somebody was still living there.
It was crazy to see their beds and their bedroom where they used to stay. And the whole time I was in those houses, I just kept thinking, like, just rewinding years to see, like, this was a real place. Like, they were here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we are so in the future.
Yeah.
I keep thinking about
this. To where, like, their house, which was their house, and this is, like, their reality and their world, now people come visit it.
Yes. Crazy.
And, yeah, really interesting. I highly recommend that, like, if you guys go to... It would be like an added layer to go to their house together, since it was such a huge part of their story and her story. And then going to her house, which is so differently decorated. It's so beautiful. It has so much more like life.
The kitchen in there was different.
Oh, yeah. It was like the opposite of the kitchen in the first house. But yeah, really great experience. And I'm really glad that we went. And I'm really glad that you had a good experience, because Yoni in general, he hears the word museum.
I'm not the biggest museum guy, okay? Usually when I go to a place, I'm trying to walk the streets, I'm trying to talk to people. I'm trying to see like what language you're speaking. Like,
yeah, but we were there for like almost an entire week.
I'm just giving you my perspective. That's it.
Yeah. I just think it's worth, and that's the crazy thing. Mexico City has, I think, around 200 museums. I think I could be wrong, but it's like probably considered the city with the most museums. Like, they have so many. So we did go to the Chapultepec Castle. And we went in there and it was really cute. Not cute. It was really cool. Some really big like mural art and paintings and stuff. And then the rest of the time we just kind of like walked around. The city is so big and there's like so many things big to do.
So beautiful. I think I didn't, at this time filming, I did a good amount of filming. I didn't over film.
Yeah.
Like, if I had something to say, I would say it and then stop recording.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to pull it up on the timeline and then it's going to be like
7 hours.
7 hours. But speaking of Chapultepec, chicos, thank you for the meetup. Okay? Because if you're listening to this and you came to the meetup, we appreciate it. This is our third official WTJ meetup. And of course, as like any of the other ones, we never know who's going to come. We never know who's who. When we come to the spa, there's already people. Usually we try to do it in like public spaces, right?
Somehow we can never be early.
You don't know who's who. Okay, well.
And we also... I feel like because we're obviously going to do, I think now we're just going to do one everywhere we travel. We didn't know for sure what.
No, I mean, I've been wanting to do that.
Yeah, I know. And we said this.
It's such a missed opportunity to not do one.
I know, but something about it, like in the beginning of the trip, I already feel like, oh, there's so many things that I want to do. And because we're also like, you know, filming for work, I'm thinking of like how to.
Yeah, I know. It feels like an extra thing.
Yeah, a little bit. So that's why we were going back and forth around whether or not to have a meetup. And I am really, really glad that we ended up having one.
It was the best day.
And it is like the greatest way to end the trip. It really feels just kind of like you tie the bow on it.
Yeah. We pulled up to the park with our bikes.
Okay, well, I think before we even get there, we have to tell the story.
Okay.
It was our last day. It was Friday. We were leaving Saturday morning. So it being our last day, this was kind of like a, let's go to the places that we want to go to again.
Like one last time.
Like a repeat type of place. Somehow, for some reason, the places that I wanted to go to, when we arrived at those places, they were closed. Or they were like, oh, stepped away for 10 minutes or something like that. And we kind of ended up losing a lot of time for like random things.
Yeah.
And... long story short, we ended up getting some food because we were going to be really hungry if we didn't have lunch and we were going to wait until we had dinner. Our meetup was at 5 o'clock. And because it's Friday, the traffic around 5 o'clock is really terrible. And we ended up leaving where we got some food and the drive was only going to, said it was going to be like 30 minutes. We call the Uber, we get in the Uber. At that time, it said 30 minutes. We were going to get there 10 minutes early. We get in this Uber. It moves like one street, like one block in maybe 10 minutes. And it still says we have 30 more minutes. Like the time insane. On the ETA didn't change.
Didn't change. And we've been in a car.
Exactly. Like not moving at all. So we're like, we got to just hop out, cancel the ride and hop on a bike.
Yeah. I knew that bike ride was going to be a little brutal because one, traffic, and then now on top of the traffic, there's a pressure of making it on time, because if you came to the Lisbon meetup, it was a whole disaster and we told you what happened.
And we were 45 minutes late for that.
And we did not want to repeat that again, because I think it's just so, like, in my head, it's you cannot do that.
Yeah, you can't be late.
You know?
You can't be late. And we were just like, of course, we're in this position again. Yeah, so I was pissed.
Oh.
I was mad. I'm not going to lie.
I was.
And then I had
I was even more.
I had my bag that I couldn't really wear, like, crossbody. So then I put it, like, in the basket of the bike. But then there's the roads are, like, constantly having all these, like, random potholes and, like, ridges and random things where, like, the bike will jump a little bit. So then my bag would jump in the basket and I have my cameras in there and I don't want them to get damaged.
So we stopped. I took the camera, put it around my shoulder. So then we ended up getting there, right? We get there, kind of updated everybody. Hey, we're running like maybe 15 to 10 minutes late.
We were sweaty.
Some people responded. They said, same, don't worry, because everybody was stuck in that traffic.
Yeah.
So then we get there and we had to park. We had to get to the parking spot with our bikes. We had to pass by the people that were already at the meetup to kind of go to the right. And it's like another 5 minutes of biking. You know?
And the biking to get to the parking spot is up the hill.
It was up the hill. So I'm just like, okay, babe, you know what? We have to go or we're going to be even more late. So let's just go where everyone is at with our bikes. We get there with our bikes. We wave at people. Because at first, you don't know who's who.
Yeah. And also, the reason why we decided to do that is because in New York, even if you rent the bike, you let's say you have like an hour free or an hour included in your membership or whatever to ride the bike. And then any time after that, you just pay like per minute or like per hour or whatever. But it's not like a lot. So then we're thinking, oh, it probably works the same way. So let's just take our bikes.
How long are we going to be at this park, right?
Yeah, like we're probably going to hang out for an hour. Like it could be maybe, even if it's like $20, I'll pay the $20 to not have to go up this hill and be even more late.
Yeah, exactly. So we get there.
Walking then, with our bikes like, hey, guys.
And then they tell us like, you guys, you might want to go park the bikes because you're going to get fined. I don't know how much.
She said $500. And I'm like, oh, 500 pesos? She's like, no, 10,000 pesos, as in $500. And I was like, what?
Yeah, that was crazy. Even if we had like the 7-day pass or whatever, I thought it was wild. And so then we were like, you know what? We're going to be back. But at least I wanted to let people know that we got there, that we're here.
Yeah.
So but then we go up the hill. We see another girl biking up the hill too. I was just like, oh, damn, she's struggling too.
Well, let me just tell you, at first we were like, okay, let's attempt to bike up the hill.
Oh, yeah. I was like, that's not happening. This is not an electric bike, you know?
Oh, my God. And on top of being like frustrated that we're late and then that we have to park this thing. And then now we're like, it was hot and we were trying to bike up the... It was
we get all the way to the top of the hill and then we park and then the girl next to us parks too. And she
was also there for the meetup.
She was also there for the meetup, but I forgot her name. Dang.
Honestly, everyone's name. Yeah. But you know we know you though. If you're listening, you know we know you.
For some reason, the only name I remember is Louisa.
Louisa and Gavi.
And Francois.
And Frank.
Yeah, that's Francois, I think. Frank. Yeah,
no.
That's Frank.
Frank well, and Fred.
Oh, well, I'm looking at his Instagram like handle. It says,
okay. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, no, but honestly, thanks so much for coming because it means so much to us that you take time out of your day, you make a schedule around it, you either take the bus, you take the train, car, bicycle, whatever, and you make it to wherever we decided. Someone on Instagram told me suggested mm-hmm. that we do it at that spot specifically.
Yeah.
She ended up not being able to come, but I really appreciated.
There was a lot of people that weren't able to come that wanted to, and we apologize that it was kind of like a late
It was,
decision,
yes.
And letting you guys know.
We announced it like the day before.
Yeah, we'll not do that next time. We'll think about it in advance. We just did have like a little back and forth deciding whether or not.
We didn't want to commit like at the, like 5 days ahead of time. We haven't even filmed anything yet. We don't know how things are going to
go. Yeah, and the days were kind of just like going so fast. And there was just like every day felt like there's other things we want to do the next day.
Yes. So yeah, we announced it like the day before, kind of like early in the day.
But we're really glad that everybody that got to come came. It was like the best. It was the best getting to meet everybody, getting to talk to everyone. Thank you for all the little gifts. And after we
decided
the
film photo came out so nice. There was someone there, and I was just like, because we always take a photo. We take an iPhone photo, which is the one that we already posted. But then there is a film photo also that always kind of takes a little longer to get developed, but that one looks so good.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, and, so we just asked like a random person that was there to take it for us. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
And then what? After the meetup, so it got dark already.
Yeah, and also that area of the park was closing at 6.
The whole park closes at 6.
No, that specific area, part of the park closes at 6.
Oh, because the park is huge, right?
Yeah, the park is big. So we ended up like walking together with everyone because we all sort of had to walk in the same direction anyways. And we're just talking. And then there was a specific place that I wanted to go get dinner on our last night called Compo Baja, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because is her name Lucia or is Lucia someone else?
No, Luisa is the...
Luisa.
I think Luisa, she's the foreign exchange students from Montreal.
Sorry, I like can't remember people's names.
You remember restaurants' names, though.
I do. I remember
restaurants' names. When it comes to that food?
Well, one of the girls that was there, if you're listening, you know who you are. She actually knows the chef of that restaurant. So as soon as she heard that we wanted to go there, she's like, oh my God, like I know the guy, blah, 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 I'll get you a reservation. And then she went through all the trouble of like getting us a reservation at 8:00. And then we're all kind of like continuing to walk in that direction. And then
direction as in like exiting the park.
Yeah, exiting the park. And then we were walking even on the street.
Yeah.
And like at all the other meetups, people just kind of like ended up going their separate ways at the end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we ended up like getting food or going back to our hotel or whatever. But then this time, as we're walking, when we're about to like split off to go our separate ways, somebody says that like everybody is going to go get pizza together.
Yeah.
And that's where I was just like, no, there's no way that we're going to like split off and like we're gonna go get dinner by ourselves and then you guys are gonna all hang out together. It kind of like something about it is just off.
No, I felt like I was missing out on the fun.
Yeah,
like I want to hang out with you guys.
So then we were like, you know, should we just come get pizza with you guys?
Yeah.
And we ended up canceling the reservation and then we got pizza with everybody. Really good pizza.
What was that place called? Abuelo?
I don't remember.
No, Abuelo is not.
Abuelo is like grandpa.
I mean something else. Yeah,
it means grandpa.
Maybe I forgot the name. Yeah. But anyways, great pizza. We also posted a photo of us just hanging out. If you want to see it, there's like our Instagram link is below. You can see it's like one of the last posts. We had such a great time. Everybody had drinks.
Yeah. I had a michelada.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah. What was that?
A michelada.
A michelada. Yeah. I just had like juice or something.
Yeah. But
it was so nice. And then we hung out basically from the meetup, which was around 5:00. All the way until like 9:30.
Yeah, we got back to the hotel at 10 and I was exhausted.
Yeah.
And I literally, our plan was to like pack all of our stuff that night. So then the next day we could go get a coffee before we had to go to our flight, like catch our flight at the airport. And I was so tired. I was like, let me just lay down for a second.
I go to the bathroom, I come back out, Alia is knocked out.
I am knocked out.
She's like, gone.
Dead asleep, under the blanket. This might be gross, but like I haven't like showered. I didn't like brush my teeth, nothing. Because I wasn't planning on falling asleep.
Yeah, she was just like, let me just take a second.
I put on like a random like YouTube video of these like people traveling on like very expensive flights or something like that. like first class flights. And I just fell asleep. Such a random thing to watch. And I just fell asleep for like an hour, I think. I mean, how long was I asleep?
Nah, it wasn't an hour.
It wasn't?
I bet it felt like an hour.
It felt so long. Like 20 minutes?
Yeah, 20 minutes. You know,
oh, okay.
I took a shower and then I came back out. I was just like, okay, babe, we do got to pack because tomorrow morning, it's always nice to pack the night before. But yeah. Anyways.
And we packed up. I was like, have sleep. And then the next morning, we were like, we got to get, I just need to get like one last thing. If I can fit in another meal, I will. So we walked over to Panaderia Odette and we got
It's crazy
some
how you remember
there.
These names.
Sorry, I'll remember food and restaurants and what I ate at each place, but I won't remember people's names. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, it was good.
There's so much more. There's so much more. Like, there's so much more about, like, each, you know, day where we went and everything, but we can't go, like, day by day. And that's why we made the videos.
We did a good job at explaining and, like, going through the days.
Yeah.
Because
it was a great time.
Yeah.
Like, it was a great time. I'm so happy that we got to go. Food, amazing. People, amazing. Architecture, design, culture, like clothing, jewelry.
I found some good. I found my first blazer.
Oh, yeah.
And we're still waiting for because it had to get tailored a little bit. But once I get that shit, you guys, you're going to see me with that blazer.
Yeah.
A few times a week. That's going to be my uniform.
Shout out to Havre. Havre?
Havre.
Havre.
Yeah.
Havre Studios.
It's in a nice building. It's like a showroom, but I wasn't familiar with it. Apparently, everybody knows about it. I don't know about it. I got my first blazer. I wasn't planning on getting it.
No.
You know? But it's so worth it. Obviously, for these things, you pay a little bit more, but that's like one of those things that you have.
Forever.
Forever. Another thing that I loved, and this is just the last thing about something that I purchased in Ciudad de Mexico, was I got this random bomber jacket. The reason why I put it here, because I didn't want to forget it.
Oh, I was wondering why that was here.
Yeah, no, I put this here on the couch right next to me because, so this is on one of those days where me and Alia separated. She kind of wanted to do her own thing.
Yeah, it was one day. I think you need to have that on a day out of the trip where everybody does their own thing.
Yeah. And that was very important because I was just like, okay, there's a lot of vintage stores here that have some shit that I need to just look through and take my time.
Yeah.
When I go somewhere and I want to look through clothes, I hate the feeling of someone waiting on
me. Yeah. And there are some stores where we both are looking at stuff together.
Oh.
But then there's some other stores where, like, there's just nothing for me.
And I'm not about to just sit outside and just look.
Yeah.
Look, you know.
Exactly.
So I was on my way to somewhere. I think there's a
vintage
shop. You
were on the way to meet me, I think.
Right. But there's a shop called, I forget the name of the vintage shops. Damn.
Well, where did you get this one?
Well, this one, I don't even remember the name of this one, right? But it's like in the Condesa area, right? There's like a bunch of good.
Say right one more time.
Right? Oh, as in like I said it a lot?
Yeah. And actually, no, we were in Roma Norte.
Roma Norte, okay. I walk into this like random vintage shop and I'm just kind of like looking around and I found this jacket. I actually filmed it in my video and I take this jacket, I try it on, it fits me perfectly. So I go outside because the guy was kind of like just
on the street
outside of a store. So I was vlogging myself walking in and he saw me.
Mm.
He looked at me. In my head, I'm thinking, oh, damn, he's probably judging me or whatever, but I don't care. You know, I walk in, I'm filming. All right, guys, right now I'm about to do this. And I found this one, right? So I found this and I walk outside. I'm like, hey, how much is this jacket? He's like $300. I'm like, oh, it's an expensive jacket. But I'm thinking $300.
Right.
But it's 300 pesos, which is like $17.
Yeah.
So I'm like, 17? Like I say, like 300? And I was just like, because you know, when someone gives you like such a like cheap price for something, you never want to make them feel like it's too cheap. So I'm just like, I was just like 300. I was just like, oh, okay, it's good. Okay. I got it. I paid it. And I got out that store so fast. I didn't want him to change his mind, you know?
I mean, once you pay, it's not going to change.
Yeah, I know.
Mind.
But like, I didn't want to hang around like too much after that. Maybe it was a mistake that he made. Like, how can this be $17, right?
Mm.
So at the time when I was filming
it's because we're used to those New York prices, y'all.
Yeah, I know. Literally $17 for nice ass bomber jackets. I love jackets that have like a bunch of like random company
patches on it.
Patches. This one is Home Depot. And then the other one says Delta Mechanical something. I just love this type of shit, right? So I go outside. I was so excited about this jacket. So I was filming. I was like, you know what? I have to put it on. and film it right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm trying to like diversify what I film, right? So
yeah.
I put the camera somewhere, people walking by are probably judging me. So I tried this jacket on and I tell the camera exactly what I just told you guys. But at the time, I guess because the screen is small on the camera, I didn't realize how wrinkly the jacket was.
Yeah, it is pretty wrinkly. You gotta like iron it out or something.
So it's really, really wrinkly. And I looked at the footage and it was so wrinkly.
Oh, really?
So
just write something on the screen.
Yeah, and I was talking about how good this jacket is. So as I was watching the footage, I'm just thinking like, it doesn't look good right now.
It happens, you know?
Yeah, anyways, but I'm going to iron the shit out of it and it's going to be all good.
I will say the price range of shopping in Mexico City definitely is a range.
Definitely, yeah.
There's some really good, like I would say probably out of all the places I've ever traveled and shopped, I would say Mexico City is the best shopping.
Yeah. Well, I'm afraid we have to wrap it up. I have to meet my friend in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I knew this was going to be a long episode. So right now, Ali is sitting on the other side of the
laptop. I have no idea how long.
She has no idea how long this episode is. How long do you think it is?
I think definitely over an hour.
You think?
Yeah. Like an hour and 20.
An hour and 45.
No.
No, it's an hour 27.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it's an hour 27.
Yeah.
Anytime we do a meetup, or anytime we go to a new city, I want to do the meetup on the very last day. What?
No, it's a lot to do it like on the last day. Maybe we should like pack before the meetup.
Well, we just said that it was perfect to do it on the last day, right?
Yeah. Just like I remember how tired I felt after it, but yeah.
Okay. Well, do you want to do it or not?
Yeah. On the last or maybe second last would be nice too.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Well, whenever Alia wants to do it, we'll do it. Okay. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I think the weather in New York is still shitty. Still raining right now.
I like that it's raining because it means it's not as cold.
Yeah.
So.
All right. I was going to say I'm hungry, but I'm not. I ate right before we started recording.
Yeah. I have a Diet Coke in the fridge that I'm really excited to drink.
I don't think it's in the fridge.
I just put it in the fridge.
You put it back in the fridge?
Yeah. Okay. Get it nice and cold.
You got to put that shit in the freezer.
Well, we opened it. Speed it up
a little bit.
Okay, you guys. Thank you so much for listening, for supporting. We are getting close to the end of the season.
The end of season cuatro, which is crazy.
And we're going to take a well-deserved break. I don't know how long yet. Also, we know when this episode comes out, technically we're still behind with one.
Yeah, this is last week's episode. So
don't worry.
We have another one coming maybe like tomorrow or something.
Before
the Patreon. Speaking of Patreon, you can sign up. The link is below. We have almost 100 full video episodes on Patreon. If you don't want to subscribe necessarily, you can purchase any episode individually. There's always a preview. But the good deal is to get the subscription. That's just what I would suggest.
And to support us and our work.
So we can keep going to different cities and do meetups. And where should the next meetup be? Let us know.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's up to us where we travel.
I think everybody's going to say Brazil.
You know what I would love, though? If you're listening to the episode right now.
Okay, last thing. We got to wrap up.
I need you to comment where you're from.
No, you need to comment chicatiles.
No, people don't know how to spell chilaquiles.
Okay.
But also, I need you to comment where you're from because we are going to travel quite a bit this year overall, but we have another trip coming up relatively soon. It's at the end of this month.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love to know if you guys are in the proximity, if you're there, just to like get the vibe check.
Right?
But we probably will do, it'll be kind of random because I have no idea if anyone from that country listens to the podcast.
But even with the meetup, even if this is what I was saying to the group that we were hanging out with,
Even
if it's one person that shows up, that's cool.
True. And sometimes it's like people that come to the meetup are people that are also just traveling like us. And it happened to be in Mexico when we were there.
Exactly. So
yeah, just comment where you're from. I would love to see.
Okay.
Because cool. We can see the breakdown of like where people listen from, like, you know, the percentage of our geographic locations of the listeners. Mm-hmm. But I just want to like actively, where are you from right now?
Yeah, where are you from right now?
Let us know.
If you listen on Apple Music, you can go on Spotify and just leave a comment. I don't think you have to subscribe to be able to leave.
I think you
I think you do need an account though, because then
are you gonna be on Spotify with that?
Yeah.
Does Spotify still have like free accounts?
Free accounts, yeah, but there's with always ads. Like ads or different type of when you listen to music.
Yeah. Okay, you guys. Thanks for listening.
Yo, if you made it to the end of this episode and it's like an hour and 30, I don't know if you are at work. I don't know if you're cleaning the house. I don't know if you're cooking. I don't know if you're listening with your partner. Are you driving somewhere? Shout out to you for getting here. Maybe sometimes when an episode is this long, you kind of have to break it down in like different three parts. Activities, right? Like in the morning, I got 15 minutes. Later on in the gym, I'm going to continue.
Yeah,
and
true.
And then tomorrow morning when I'm going to work, I'm going to listen to the rest. So shout out to you who... You know, the person who breaks it down to still get to the end. Because honestly, sometimes...
Oh, I like that.
Right, because sometimes you can listen to it and if the episode is too long... That's a tricky thing with long episodes. If it's too long, you might lose them like halfway through because it's just too long. And then the next day you got
to
think about...
Or it's just like the activity is over. You know, it's like maybe they're like, I want to listen to a podcast when I'm like cleaning the house. But then maybe they were done before the pod is over.
Sometimes I think resuming the episode... It's kind of annoying, especially if your app doesn't remember where you left it off at.
I think they always do, no?
Nah, sometimes, I mean, with me, sometimes it goes back to minute zero and I'm just like, fuck, I don't know where I was.
Well, shout out to you if we were able to stay with you, you were able to stay with us the whole time or had to break it down. Regardless, we gotta go.
Okay, yeah, I definitely gotta go. We love you, we appreciate you, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow or tomorrow. Okay, bye guys.
Bye.